This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At a time of Airbnb, Vrbo, and other short-term rental markets, this has come up. How are these rentals regulated locally if the property is not in a city or town, but out in the sticks in a maybe unincorporated area? This is in part about short-term rentals making it harder for locals to find affordable housing, as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports.
3 years ago, Kimberly May decided to move from Long Beach back to Joshua Tree, California.
You know, growing up out here, it was affordable.
May says back then, housing was easy to come by.
Long-term rentals were a thing. Now everything has turned into short-term rental. It's eating up the market.
May says she spent 8 months living in her motorhome while she searched for a place. She finally found one in nearby Yucca Valley. Rent is more than she says she's comfortable with on her income as a chef manager at a local restaurant.
I'm paying $11.50, which is very high for this area.
May says she would like to see restrictions on the number of vacation rentals in her community, but that would need to happen at the county level.
Joshua Tree itself is just a village.
Her community of about 8,000 is unincorporated. There's no town council or mayor, which is common in rural areas.
In many rural communities, there is not as much regulation.
Lance George is with the Housing Assistance Council, a nonprofit focused on rural housing.
Which in many respects is probably going to mean less protections for renters.
George says housing affordability is a rural problem as much as it is an urban one. First, housing supply in rural areas can be limited. Second, George says, wages tend to be lower.
And those combined oftentimes lead to affordability pressures for rural renters.
And a few ways to regulate housing. Alina Biggert is with the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana. She did a study looking at short-term rentals in the state.
We didn't see a lot of regulations in the majority of small towns and counties that we interviewed with lower populations.
That was also true in unincorporated areas of Montana. And she found that counties generally have less power than cities when it comes to regulating short-term rentals. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.